Cobb stood quietly thinking about what his wife had just told him. He was a brave, noble bird, and already he was beginning to work out a plan for his little son Louis. "If it's really true that Louis has no voice," said the Cobb to himself, "then I shall provide him with a device of some sort to enable him to make a lot of noise. There must be some way out of this difficulty. After all, my son is a trumpeter swan. He should have a voice like a trumpet. But first I will test him to make certain that what his mother says is true." The Cobb was unable to sleep that night. He stood on one leg quietly, but sleep never came. Next morning, after everyone had enjoyed a good breakfast, he led Louis apart from the others. "Louis," he said, "I wish to speak to you alone. Let's just you and I take a swim by ourselves to the other end of the pond, where we can talk privately without being interrupted." Louis was surprised by this, but he nodded his head and followed his father, swimming strongly in his wake. He did not understand why his father wanted to speak to him alone, without his brothers and sisters. "Now," said the Cobb when they reached the upper end of the pond, "here we are, gracefully floating, supremely buoyant, at some distance from the others, in perfect surroundings, a fine morning, with the pond quiet except for the song of the blackbirds, making the air sweet." "I wish my father would get to the point," thought Louis. "This is an ideal place for our conference," continued the Cobb. "There is something I feel I should discuss with you very candidly and openly, something that concerns your future. We need not range over the whole spectrum of bird life, but just confine our talk to the one essential thing that is before us on this unusual occasion." "Oh, I wish my father would get to the point," thought Louis, who by this time was getting very nervous. "It has come to my attention, Louis," continued the Cobb, "that you rarely say anything. In fact, I can't recall ever hearing you utter a sound. I have never heard you speak, or say ko-ho, or cry out, either in fear or in joy. This is most unusual for a young trumpeter. It is serious, Louis. Let me hear you say beep. Go ahead, say it. Say beep."